Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We've got just the thing on your Christmas wish list, especially if you have a music fan on your wish list. Joining us in studio with details on a brand new book he has written, Steve Elliott is here. Steve, it's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Jamie.
So, Steve, you have, as a music fan, and I know you're a huge music fan, you have written a new book that's now available.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me on the air. I want to congratulate CJCS on 100 years of broadcasting. And last but not least, I want to share my book with all the listeners and acknowledge the 70s and 80s portion of that 100 years.
Perfect. So what's the title of this book, Steve?
Okay, so the title of the book is, it's a bit of a mouthful, but pretty straightforward. It's a 45 RP amble on a flat foot.
I love it.
And the 45 RP amble part comes from the term 45 RPM. The flat foot part comes from the book, the chapter in the book about folk music, and the chapter is sounds and feels like a toe-tapping folk tune. So if you take the first letter from each of those words, you get a flat foot or a flat foot.
I think you had fun coming up with this title.
Well, yes,
I think
that's fair and to it's, say. It's also code for... It's also code for the fact that I can't dance at all.
But you can write an excellent book. Yeah, so well. It is now available, and I've seen an advanced copy of this book, and it's absolutely terrific. What's the focus of the book? You talked about 45s. You know, again, for vinyl lovers, there's 45s, there's 33 1/3, 78s, if you will. But right. What's the focus of the book?
Okay, on the surface, it's a story about 70s and 80s pop music. But underneath, it's specifically about my own personal collection of 45 RPM records at numbers in the 2000 range.
In the 2000 range, okay.
Yeah. It covers the specifics of sound and structure, but also looks at the history of radio and charts, as well as the visual aspects of the labels on the records themselves and the sleeves that those records go into.
Okay, yeah, so it's not only records, but as you mentioned, there's extensive research on radio stations that you grew up listening to throughout Ontario, if you will.
Yes.
Absolutely fascinating. And just a little hint, I do believe I'm mentioned on page 179.
Yes, oh yes, and for all the listeners out there, I made for darn sure that Jamie was okay with me mentioning him in the book.
Of course.
And then after that, what I had to say was actually okay.
But this is an absolutely fascinating book, and the research and time that you must have taken to put into something like this, because it's radio, it's records, and it's songs, it's music.
Yes. It's the book actually, it's just basically a book full of... It's lists of song titles, and all those titles in each list have something in common. And while specific parts of the book are very focused, it ambles quite a bit. And the result is what I call a good recreational read, meaning you can enjoy bits and pieces of it anytime and then go back to it again later.
That's what I found just reading the book. You can visit it again and again. You can read a section, then come back to it, and then come back to it again, which is really, really nice. So did you have this whole tune in mind, if you will, or did it start off as a...
No, it started out actually... It started out as a single page of ideas.
Okay.
In 2006, because I didn't think, for me, the... You know, vinyl's great. Everybody loves vinyl. But to me, the 45 is sort of the poor cousin or the poor relative. You know?
Sure.
It doesn't get the, I don't feel it gets the...
It doesn't get the love sometimes. The love exactly.
It needs, right? So it started out as a single page of ideas. And really, it wasn't until just a few years ago that I thought it could be a real thing. So it was sort of a coming together of... a lot of different things that I'd created along the way.
Yeah.
And while they didn't seem to connect at the time, as I thought about it, they seemed to go together nicely.
Yeah, it has that thread all the way through it. Absolutely. Yeah. And it is exhaustive. And in terms of the research and the detail that's in this is quite exemplary.
Yes, as I say, there are lists throughout the book, and I'd done a compendium of titles, song titles at the back of the book, but I hadn't, when I looked at it, I realized I hadn't mentioned where you found the song title in the back of the book. I hadn't mentioned where it appeared in the book itself. So having said that, I turned this recreational read into a bit of a reference book. So every time a song is mentioned in the book, it's referenced at the back end.
There you go. It's a complete package, a complete package. And Steve, you know, we often chat, certainly at Revival Vinyl Societies for their get-togethers, or just in general at the record stores. Your passion for music, your love of not only 45s, but music, you know, what is it about music? What is it about, you know, collecting 45s or vinyl and CDs, that sort of thing, that keeps driving us, if you will?
It's a compulsion and an addiction. I don't know. It brings me great joy.
In this world of streaming or where you can get it anywhere,
yes,
sort of thing?
I like the, you know, the old school analog, let's do it in real time, you know.
Yeah, so putting that 45 on the turntable.
It really appeals to me.
Yeah, and then it's discussing the music like this, too. Yeah. And that's the beauty of it, especially at those Revival Vinyl Societies or get-togethers like that.
Well, for sure. And even most recently, you've been very helpful in, you know, confirming little bits of information that, you know, I wasn't quite sure about, but, you know. No, I'm good with it.
Absolutely. Now, what's the? I have to ask. In terms of your 45s, what is your prized possession? Do you want to share it with us?
Yeah, I probably have to say, and I mention it in the book, the song "Roundabout" by the English rock group Yes. That was a real launch point for much of what this book is about.
Okay.
And I might add, heard that at a summer camp north of Kingston in 1972. But the radio station that was being pumped into the cabin where we slept was from a place called Watertown, New York.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that would be the that
yeah.
Be
so
the
again,
song.
It's that connection of, you know, a classic song like "Roundabout," and it's that connection then also with radio and especially 45s, AM radio back in the day, which was all 45s, all vinyl like that.
Yeah, when I lived in Ottawa in the mid 70s as a teenager, and. At nighttime, it was amazing the radio stations we could pull into Ottawa at the nighttime. We could pull in WABC from Chicago, from New York, and I can't remember the call letters.
Oh, so many of them.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, it was just unbelievable.
It was incredible. Yeah, back in the day, absolutely. Yeah. So is the book now available? Can
yes.
people pick it up?
Yes, they can pick it up at the music store Soundfix Station on George Street, just near the Avon Theater.
Fabulous.
And also by contacting me directly at the email sde0037@gmail.com. That's S for Steve, D for Doug, E for Elliot, 0037@gmail.com.
And, of course, we'll share all the details available on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. But in the meantime, Steve Elliott, congratulations on this. A 45 RP amble. Is that correct? On a flat foot. Fantastic. And, again, just the research with radio, with records, and just your passion with music. It all comes through in this book.
Thank you, Jamie.
You're very welcome. So, again, we'll share all the details on mystratfordnow.com. Steve Elliott, pick up the book. Makes a great Christmas gift, right?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Steve, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jamie.